Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today, Wednesday, September 16th, 2015, and we have a very fun night. Cassie, can you hear me? Catherine, are you there? Just had some back. So let's see if we can't get that cleared up for everybody. All right, so we just had to switch around some phone calling, so let's see if we can't find Catherine on here. Let's see. Catherine, are you there? Catherine, your phone might be on mute. Just double-check that. So I think I've got your line open. All right, I just got a message that they're on hold on the start meeting number. So I'm trying to find out what that meeting number is. Let's see. Oh, 701. Let's see if I can find that for everybody. Just hold on, folks. We just have to get everybody on the right line, and we're going to have a wonderful show. So let's see if we can find them. Catherine, are you there? I have your line open. Are you there? Well, I'm going to figure this out, everybody. Just hold on. Let's see.
Hello?
Catherine.
Oh, that's me. Okay. I'm on the 416 line. I couldn't figure out.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you can hear me okay, right?
I can hear you, and we're both on, but I haven't been able to call into the start meeting line to hook them up with us. So,
oh, okay. What to happen?
I think that you can do that on your phone. I can't seem to get it in from here. There's something about this service that I'm using that doesn't allow me. It didn't allow me to call in on the host line. So on Blog Talk. And then it didn't allow me to link in to the start meeting, folks. So sorry, everybody. We're trying to work out the technology right here. So I can give you the number if you can do a flash. Can you do that on your phone?
Well, I see the number right here on your message, so I've got the number right here. And that's the first time we'll have done this on this phone, so why don't you say hello and welcome everybody and tell them about the show, and I'll try to do this part.
Okay, so you flash, put in that number and the meeting ID, and then flash back, and we should have everybody on the same line.
All right, I'll give it my best.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. I could hear Meg, so I'm hoping that you can all hear me. We're having a little technical difficulty here, but we hope to have that fixed in a moment. Sometimes international calling is a little harder. We're out of the country. I'm out of the country. So calling in on, I'm glad I can get in to talk to you. So we have, okay, Meg has called in on the host line. So that should be a good start. And I'm calling in as a guest from Canada. This is Catherine, and I'll give you our introduction while Meg works out how to get the folks on our phone line in, because we have used several backup programs to record our calls, because we don't want to lose a call ever again. If it doesn't work, we're recording on another line. So I'm Catherine. This is Channel Panel. Tonight is Meg's birthday send-off, so we're going to be talking about that. And while we're waiting for Meg to come back, I'll give you a little information. Anything you want to know about shows and messages and what's going on and how to reach us is on whoneedslight.org. So I often get calls from people saying, how do I get to the Blog Talk show? Well, it's right there on the newsletter. So all you have to do is, uh-oh, it says I'm not connected. Oops, we just lost Meg. And it says, call in. There is a problem. Okay, let's see if Meg comes back. I think she was trying to flash in and make a conference call. And she may have been dropped. So anyone who's on the line, if you can hear me, please call in. Please raise your hand and I'll talk with you. 541, if you've been on the line for a long time, if you could raise your hand and let me know if you can hear me, please. Well, I think I may have been cut off too. So we'll have to wait until...
Hi, okay, Catherine, I'm back.
Oh, you're back, okay.
And it was
perfect.
It was perfect to get to connect, but as the host, they just needed your...
Oh, 1304.
1304, I'm on it. I'll be right back.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
I forgot to tell you that. So I think we won't be cut off. Oops, let's see. Let's see what happens. This is an adventure in technology. Okay, so Meg Davis is our co-host, and she's the one who's trying to get the folks on Start Meeting into our line and the recording there to start up. I'll put that on now. So we are recording. And as soon as Meg comes on with those folks on the Start Meeting line, we will be able to start our call. Okay, so Meg Davis is our beloved co-host, and she is, here she comes back. She is an acupuncturist, she studies Chinese medicine, and she has a wonderful website called wisdomwithin-megdavis. So we refer people to her when they want to talk to her about special medical issues, and she can be very helpful. So, Meg, are you back?
I'm back, and we're all connected.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. I see you. There you are on the start meeting line. Oh, perfect. Now we're recording. So we have two recordings at least going, plus a phone. So we're all set. So let's begin the fun of this. Well, we missed last week, so we've got a lot to tell and a lot to talk about. So we are in an undisclosed location in the far north, having a rest and healing, and have been doing some very interesting work with the Company of Heaven and with Mother and Father, so we're going to be talking about that in a little while. But first, we want to wish our dear Meg a happy birthday week.
So thank you, Catherine. Thank you, everyone.
Your actual birthday day is
September 27th.
27th. Anybody who wants to put a note on their calendar and send Meg a big love blast on the 27th, that would be a great thing to do. And great. She's going to be in Iceland having an adventure. And we heard from her twin flame, whose name I'm sorry, misspelled on the announcement because I can't get it right. It's the Gaelic version. It's pronounced Owen, but it's E-O-U? No.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
E-O-G-H-A-N.
Uh-huh. E-O. Ochen is probably something like the Gaelic pronunciation, and it does look like it would be pronounced sort of like Owen.
Yes.
So, sorry, Owen, but he wanted to be included in this birthday wish, too. So Meg's twin flame is also sending loving wishes, and I think he's going to want to say something tonight.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He's here. He's giving me a little chill, a nudge. So, well, maybe he'd like to come through and do the first little message because he wants to say happy birthday to you for this week. And he wanted to. He wanted to make it on the radio, to make it really official. All right. He is just so joyful and happy he wants to talk to you. So I'm going to step aside and let Owen give you his message.
Well, so that is...
You can just
I'll provide a window.
The bridge to introduce your twin flame.
Well, this is definitely uncharted territory, and I'm very happy to make it chartered. Thank you, Catherine. And we'll give Catherine a second to connect with our sweet Owen. What a surprise treat this is. I am very surprised by this.
Oh, he is so happy. He is so happy to talk to you. Okay, I'm going to step aside.
Oh, my goodness. Bless you on the radio.
Day. What a pleasure to talk through Catherine to tell you. I'm sending you a serenade of angels because you are my angel. And I am so delighted to send you love and hugs and the brightest, best birthday wishes I can possibly send to you. I asked Catherine to play the Beatles song, the birthday song. Unfortunately, she couldn't do that because of the technical problems tonight. So we don't have the message yet, the singing message for you. But, and I won't try to do it myself, but I am so excited about your trip to Iceland because I am going to accompany you the whole way. And we are going to have wonderful adventures. It's so long since you've had a real vacation. And I am just delighted to be your escort on your on your fabulous Icelandic adventure. Iceland is a very interesting place. As you've been told, it runs hot and cold. And of course, when you shine your bright light, and of course you will have your pillar brightly shining the whole time you're there, we will encounter some very lovely people. So I'm looking forward to it, and I want you to know I will be with you every moment of the trip.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, the best birthday present ever. Thank you, beloved. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. You have no idea the wonderful adventures we have planned for you.
I always love when the sentence starts with that. You have no idea. Thank you, beloved.
There are wonderful
people. I will
people.
Have you hug me the whole time. Thank you.
Oh, gladly. Oh, gladly. We will have a wonderful time. And you have gotten very good at hearing me when I whisper in your ear. So we'll have no problem communicating. And that's such a delight. You know, it's fairly rare that those of us in higher dimensions are able to get through so clearly to our twin flames. And it is such a delight and a pleasure to us. We should do some more lessons on this call for people so they can get very good at hearing their twin flame, because it's such a pleasure for us and such a delight to be able to speak with you, and it expands the experience for both of us in such a magical way. So you have no problem now hearing me, but it is fun to be able to talk to you through Catherine. But you'll have no problem hearing me. And I'll even take you to some of my favorite places as well.
Well, I did officially make you my tour guide, so I expect some fun trips.
I'm delighted. So, yes. I will be your official tour guide. I'm preparing my uniform as we speak. And I will be ready to leave tomorrow with you. So I expect that this will be a wonderful time, and we'll tell people when we come back. Mm-hmm. Now, we should let people know that you're not going to be here next week on the call. You'll be in Iceland with me.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So we will tell people when we come back how our trip has been. And that will be fun. I suggest, my love, that you bring your journal, a little notebook, and we can take notes and jot things down so that we'll remember all the wonderful things to tell people when we get back.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well, happy birthday early, but I expect to be singing happy birthday to you every day for a whole week. And then some.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's lovely speaking with you and making these wonderful plans. We're going to have a marvelous time. I love you, my dear Meg. I am your Owen. And namaste to you and to all the people on the call. I'm so delighted to come through and be able to speak with everyone today. We will talk again. And when we do, we'll have stories to tell. Good night, my love. I'm your
own. Good night, Ellen. Mm-hmm. Namaste. Thank you.
Oh, Meg, this is Catherine. Oh, he is so in love.
I can't speak.
Oh, how fun to bring such a lovely message through. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. No. And to know that this is the love that we all have, just everybody pinch yourself because it's this good.
It is for everyone.
Everyone.
His name is totally in love with you and wants to make contact, wants to be your best friend, your favorite escort on your vacation, your tour guide, your tour guide for the world. Because they can see things we can't see.
Well, and it's funny you said that because that's what I said. I said, okay, you have different vantage points.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. Sometimes I think people on the ground, boots on the ground, who are so equally important as our friends in higher dimensions. And I started to think about how if you're on a hiking trip and you come to a place in the river where you can't tell where to cross and you're all together with your friends,
mm-hmm.
Somebody will volunteer to go up and climb the closest ridge and see and have a different vantage point. And they can see down the river and they can see, oh, there's a bridge about a mile. We can just keep going and we can cross there. And then they come back down and then we go. Just like it is in the dimensions. You know, we're closer to the ground, and so sometimes we can't see either what's happening in the near future or just higher up or what's going on around us. And they just have a different vantage point, but they're still equal with us in our hearts. And
that's
that
really
helped
good.
Me to not feel.
Now let's see.
Not, mm-hmm. you know, to merge that separation, to dissolve the separation, and to just say, oh, you're just up there on the cliff and you can have a different vantage point, but we're still all working together. And
mm-hmm.
so I say, Owen, you have a different vantage point. You can see Iceland. You've seen it before. You know who's there, so you're the tour guide. So that's where we can all think about that way with our friends in the company of heaven.
Right.
Just different vantage points.
Well, the message, too, that Mother gave yesterday was especially underlining that. And I have some stories to tell about the work that we've been doing, Christine and I have been doing with the Company of Heaven. It's been a very dramatic time and very exciting and mind-boggling in a lot of ways. I guess people sort of got the feel that, you know, I have been speaking to the Company of Heaven for quite some time about how we really need to speed this up, you know, make some, whatever has to be done, we need help. We need more help. So we've been doing what Christine calls actions. Together with Mother and Father and the Company of Heaven. And I can describe one of them that we accomplished this week that I think will be interesting to a lot of people. I'm checking on Christine. She's here with me. I don't know if she's good. Okay. I wrote down a flow chart. Because I wanted to speak with the Company of Heaven about the kinds of things that happen to us here on the ground that make it so hard for us to raise our vibration, for us to complete the kind of elevation that they're encouraging us to do. It's hard for everyone, but it's especially hard for those who've been so terribly damaged, who have spent many, many lifetimes recycling in the lower dimensions. And they haven't had the opportunity. They're the ones who are making the worst trouble, of course, on the surface Earth. But they're also the ones who've had the least ability to heal. So they've told us that I can talk about this tonight and give a bit of an overview about the things that we asked of them and the way we see what it's really like here. And they encourage us always to talk to them about how we feel and what we experience because, you know, they acknowledge they can see it all. They know how we feel, but they want to hear what it's like for us. So most people know here that I've been a psychologist for many years, and so I tend to think as a psychologist about these things, and I've had a lot of experience working with people who were traumatized in their lives. And I've always seen that there's a kind of flow chart that happens in people's lives. When you experience trauma at a young age, it creates a feeling of shock and terror and horror. So I wrote it down, and it's easy to see when you write it down. When you are a young child and you experience shock and terror and horror, depending on how old you are, depending on how frequently it happens and how intense the experience is, it creates unbearable pain, physical and emotional. And there is, of course, a scale of how damaging it is based on how old you are and how often it happens and how long it goes on and so on. But everyone on this planet, everyone in this dimension has experienced shock and horror and terror. Whether it's something that happened to you or watching it happen to someone else, it leads to terrible pain. And when that goes on for a long time, it leads the person to feel vulnerable and hopeless and sad and despairing and depressed. And the longer that goes on, the more it leads to two separate tracks. One for people who've been damaged almost to the point of giving up, but still have a little thread to hang on to. And they go into a stage of anger and frustration. And that's the way a huge percentage of the people on planet Earth live, in a state of anger and frustration. Yeah, you kind of pull yourself out of it for a while and you buck up and you try to pay attention to business and go on with your life, but underneath it is the frustration of having been stopped in your tracks. We had a couple of experiences just in one day. Couldn't get the internet to work. Couldn't get the phone to work. So we couldn't call the people. Tried to use the internet to reach the phone people, and they said, well, call us on the phone and we'll fix it. We said, but the phone's not working. Well, you'll have to drive into town and find a phone to call us, or we can't help you fix the phone so that you can call the internet people to get the internet working. It was ridiculous. And people experience these things all day long. Now, this is on top of the flow chart that I already described, which was starting in childhood. So most of the people on the planet are living in this state of somewhat frustrated or extremely frustrated or in a rage. So if you're one of those, the cabal, for instance, who have lived lifetime after lifetime, recycling in the third dimension without ever having gone back for healing, there is an accumulation. So the frequency is now thousands of years of the shock and terror and horror that leads to unbearable pain, and then rather than just going into anger and frustration, it becomes cold-blooded rage. And when that goes on for long lifetimes, I'm convinced that what happens is that humans who experience that, when their soul recycles over and over again, and they keep coming back in human bodies, that what they experience is a change in their DNA, so that they become cold and empty and broken and split off from their own hearts. And in that state, you cannot recover by any normal means that we have here in the third dimension. So we appealed, Christine and I, talked to Mother and Father and the Company of Heaven, and we described this to them. It's not a surprise to them. But all the work that we've done with people who have recycled and tried to come out of it was very clear to me that we don't have the capability to help them change or to help them heal, given what we have available to us now. An example of this that we went back to look at was the reptilian program, where we carried reptilians inside our bodies. I personally had a reptilian living with me, breathing, thinking, feeling everything I felt for more than 50 years. And he has said, that was Reginald, he said that toward the end of that 50 years, he was healed enough that he could lead his people to come back to the light. But it took more than 50 years breathing the same air. And most of the others who had lived in humans, maybe not all of them that long, but had lived in human bodies, were really just able to make the decision to decide to come to the light. They weren't already healed. They were just able to make the choice. So we appealed to Mother and Father and the Company of Heaven that we don't see any way that the cabal can be helped to change the way they are. Right now, right here. And that Mother and Father will need to intervene and create a brand new program, a way of reaching them that we can't do from here. So we spent a day talking with Mother and Father and the Company of Heaven about this off and on. We did an action in which we all joined together to ask that this be done, that Mother and Father intervene, and that they intervene to heal this original shock, horror, and terror that humans across the planet have felt, that made us be attracted to the dark in the first place, that made us feel so vulnerable and helpless that we didn't feel we could fight back. And even when there might have been chances for us to take back our power, it was overwhelming. And we couldn't see a way out. And that's true for everyone who has lived on planet Earth. Perhaps it didn't happen to each one of us in this lifetime, but it has happened to everyone who's ever lived on planet Earth in these dark times. So, as you can see, behind this is the wish to end it all. All this darkness, all the pain, all the suffering, and to find a way to do it right now. And so we did this action with the Company of Heaven. They've asked us to talk about it tonight. This is from my point of view. Sananda said he would come and talk about it, and Christine might be willing to talk about it. Yes, she said she will. So she has less of a veil than almost anybody else on the planet. So she has climbing that tree, she's at the top of the mountain, so she has a different point of view too. And she can tell us a little bit more about what happened and who said what and what she saw. Can you do that, Christine? Okay, she's here.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Meg.
Hey, Christine. We're so glad you can join us.
I am, too. Hey, so I have a fun thing that I'm getting nudged to do. So it's your birthday celebration. We're going to celebrate now and all while you're gone on your trip. But if you could heal one thing on the planet that's been especially tugging at your heart, we're going to walk through an action right now, the Company of Heaven. And as a birthday wish, this is just how we do it here. So the way we do it here is I've been through another significant wave of healing. And we'll gladly describe that in the coming days and weeks. But for now, I just want to say that what happens here is we use whatever we're going through. So we use one of the traumas of the pets, or we use the most challenging thing we're facing, and then we use it and we turn it around and use it as our hope to heal for everyone. So tonight we're going to use your birthday wish. What's something that's been particularly tugging at your heart in the past days or weeks that you would like to see healed for everyone? You can just take a moment and name one of them. It can be a feeling, it can be a dilemma, it can be a thought, it can be a frustration or a pain.
Well, the one that is the most present, getting ready to leave tomorrow, is I have on the farm my beloved creatures who live inside the house with me, two dogs and two cats, and we achieved a beautiful family dynamic of respecting all life and getting along with the other farm creatures. And then we had the people that live on the farm adopted a beautiful black lab.
Uh-huh.
And this is not my dog. It's
but I'm the one who lives on the farm. The other people come and go. So the dog has adopted us as his her family, as all creatures of love want, is to be part of a family. So she sleeps on our porches, and we love her, and we walk with her, and she's a member of the family. But there's a Magita on the inside, and her on the outside are having some emotional struggles of some fighting and some disagreements. And so I see that there is some room for an understanding of us all, that there is enough love. And they're showing me in a small way that when any of us feel there's not enough love, or that there is a lack or limitation in any way, that we will all be given unlimited love from mother and father, it creates these feelings of discontent among us. Does that feel comfortable as an action? Was that clear?
Very clear, Meg. Okay. So we're going to do this as an action. And we're going to do it just like we do here in our little family. And the reason we're doing it is so that not only we want to include everyone in what we do every day here and what our own lives produce the opportunity for, but so that everyone has kind of a model, a touchstone for how to now deal with, going forward, the things that continue to appear in our lives that seem to be of the old life, the old matrix, the values that we don't hold to or want to live under necessarily anymore, but we're in this transition from the old matrix to the crystalline grid, to the new golden age, and we're in this kind of, sometimes it almost feels like a no man's land in between the two. But there's something very important and helpful we can do, which are these actions, and you have named just a perfect one. So we're going to do it just like we do here. So everyone gather around, because we are one family, and this is how we do it in the family. All right, take a deep breath. We're going to do an action to heal pain of strife, disharmony, leftover, it's a kind of almost violence. Comes from a feeling of lack of love, lack of closeness to mother and father, lack of knowing in every moment the true oneness, unity, family we all are. So, all right, everyone sit up straight. We're going to do this together. Take a deep breath all the way in. Deep cleansing breath, and as you release it, just release the stress of the day and become present. And first, we're going to do what we always do, which is light up our own individual pillars of light, our own ascension pillars. So we're going to go ahead, because we're very practiced at this now, and if someone is new on the call, you can't get it wrong. So just come along with us, and we're going to light up the diamond in the center of our brain, the shining sacred diamond of the threefold flame, our sacred fire in the center of our heart, and the diamond in our solar plexus that is our divine will that aligns with Mother and Father's true will. And as we do, those three diamonds we see form a pillar of light within us, and that pillar of light is the essence of us. It is us, that pillar of light. And as we see, it is a lighting, shining brightly. With that pillar of light, we simultaneously reach down, down through our legs, down, down into the heart of Earth, into the center of the the crystal heart of Earth. And there we quickly find her beautiful consciousness waiting for us to greet us. And she is meeting us. And simultaneously we reach up through our crown, up, up, and we greet Mother and Father, who are already showering us in their love. Now, we allow our own individual pillar of light to fill with love, with Mother and Father's light, with the grounded connection to our Terra, our Earth. Each of our pillar of lights naturally extends about arm's length out in a full circumference around us. And we just allow it to fill with Mother and Father's love and become bright and shining. Now the next step is to join with our intimate family in our home. Now we're not going to at all disrupt the integrity of our own pillar of light. We're going to create a greater pillar of light with the members of our immediate family, our animals, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, whoever is at home, who we consider to be our intimate family. With respect and love, we acknowledge their ascension pillars, and we join to form a greater pillar of light that is our family pillar of light. And next, we are going to form another, even more magnificent and wider pillar of light, and that is with our family just across the very thin veil, that is our family above. And that means in the higher dimensions, including our Agarthan family, the family of the many beautiful kingdoms working with us now, the animal kingdom, the elemental kingdoms, the company of heaven. And they are already reaching to form an extended, mighty, shining pillar portal of light from the heavens deep into the earth. And from this position, we call upon Mother and Father, and we say, Mother and Father, we come to you now with a request in the name of love, as your sons and daughters, with a request to perform this action of love for the healing of Earth and each of us at this time. And that is this pain of lack of love that causes each of us, human, animal, in relationships towards ourselves, towards the Earth, to act in ways where we don't feel safe and we don't feel sure. So we grab and we poke and we push away and we take and we act out of a state that has come to be that is somehow we've imagined that there is a lack of love from Mother and Father. So Mother and Father, as an action together at this time, we are asking you to acknowledge that you grant that this action may go full ahead, that you will back this action. So we're going to heal this feeling of lack of love and replace it with easy harmony, with the fullness of your love. So Mother and Father, we await now for your answer that we may perform this action at this time. Thank you. Mother and Father, given their shining word, yes, of course we may. And so, it's very simple from here. We now invite the higher selves of every soul and every soul group on, incarnated on Earth that has felt or is feeling this lack of love, this pain that creates tightness, strife, taking, jealousy. And we call the higher selves of every soul and soul group, of humanity, of the animals, of everyone, to come close now. And here they are. All the higher selves, thank you for coming. And as we have been performing these actions each and every day, we call in the legions of angels that have been helping us to accomplish this. And for every soul incarnated on Earth, every higher self, every soul group, there are as many angels as needed, usually 2 to 3 per incarnated being, come to assist, to ensure that this action be carried out to its fruition. And so now we invite the angelic legions, the helpers, to come in ready. Everyone is here and prepared. The shining higher selves, the angels. And when we count to 3, they will reach through each and every higher self of every animal, every soul group, and they will reach through and replace this feeling of lack of love and safety with harmony, a feeling of peace, joy, and easy, easy being. And mother and father are here, and they are saying, of course, they will follow with their honey love. Not only for an immediate feeling, but to seal and heal the wounds that produced these false feelings. So now, everyone prepare together as we join with the higher selves of all those created on Earth, of all those incarnated, of all the soul groups of the animals. Everyone's here, the Agarthans, the Company of Heaven. And we take a deep breath. And with the assurance of Mother and Father, we count to 3. And on 3, we'll take a brief, quiet moment to allow strife and lack to melt away as it's replaced with love, harmony, and plenty. Yes, and plenty. That is really what our birthday wish for Meg, carried out through Meg, is plenty. So take a deep breath. We'll count to 3 together. Give a quiet moment as we see this action begin across the planet, knowing that with Mother and Father's blessing, it will be carried out to the very end of its fruition, where all of those feelings are healed once and for all. 1, 2, 3. First, I heard a happy birthday, Meg. And for those of you that are grid workers and seers, you could see the beautiful wave of light spread in all directions from the action that we choose to embody together tonight across the planet. Now, we have been performing these simple actions every day from our own experiences and what life brings us. So if life brings us physical pain, we perform them in the name of physical pain. If life brings us frustration, we perform these actions in the name of frustration. But We're always going to Mother and Father to ask what will replace the frustration for the new golden age, how we live in the higher dimensions already. And we ask, and in each and every case, Mother and Father immediately grant our request. And what they would like all of us to know tonight is this is a simple action that we can all carry forward now. You are to know from Mother and Father, they are here, that if you choose to carry out these actions, the higher selves will come. The action will be granted, if it is indeed for the highest good of all, and to carry us more quickly into the loving days of the new golden age. So thank you, Meg, for your perfect birthday wish. It is done.
So, Christine, can I ask a question?
Of course.
So, for example, if we're all going about our day, just like you and Catherine, and a feeling presents itself that is less than what we know exists in the golden age, just like you said, frustration or impatience or fatigue or feelings of overwhelm.
Yes.
We can all, if we can't do it at that moment, we can just make a note and jot it down. And when we feel like we're in a comfortable place, we can follow your guidance and this example, and just know in our hearts when we ask Mother and Father, just go in our hearts and hear the answer from them. Call in like you did and request this in the name of love, just like we did here.
Yes, just like we did here, Meg. That's right. And Mother and Father are here. And they are saying, if the action is loving and for the highest good of all, and especially when it comes from our own experience. So I'll give a little story. We're actually here near a lake. And you know the whole, we were having a giggle because the catch and release. Well, leading up to these actions, we call it feel and release. They're even more potent if it is something we are, like you described on your farm. It's something you are feeling. And if you take that feeling and you go after what doesn't feel good anymore, truly, and you look at it and you feel it all the way, then the way to release, one very powerful and helpful way to release it, is to feel it, see what's behind it, and then create an action like this on behalf of all. And Mother and Father are giving their word. You don't have to be able to hear them just yet in the way that I would or a channeler would. That's not important at all. What is important is that it's a genuine request that comes from your heart, and that if you bring this request forward and you call in the higher selves, that it will be granted for the highest good of all. And so this is a really, it's so exciting because to me, anything that's challenging now that happens in my day, I really look at it and I take time to contemplate it and see what's behind it so I can go to the deepest root of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's sadness, I take time to really look at it and feel it. And then I say, is that sadness? Is there any anger behind it? If so, what's behind the anger? Like, I take time to look at it and contemplate it. And then when I feel clear on what it is, like you found with your animals on the farm, then I will take it into being an action.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother and Father are deputizing all of us. Everyone may now bring actions. And I feel that everyone can understand the sincerity that this comes from, and that's the most important component. It's not getting the words perfect. It's not, can I hear mother and father, when they verify that I can do this action, they're telling us they will verify these actions. They will back us. So it's the sincerity of wanting to turn our challenges in this phase of our ascension into a stepladder for us and for everyone.
Hmm.
That's what they're offering. That's what we can do with all our challenges now. And it's what we've been doing here every day.
This is really powerful, Christine. Thank you so much for this, because I think we no longer have to feel at all, helpless, that seems too strong a word.
Helpless,
but
impotent. We have, everyone can do this. And
so empowering. Yeah.
It is. It is. And we have been seeing miracles from it that we didn't even expect, and here they come. So imagine all of us now doing this together. Well, I'm going to hand you back to Catherine.
Okay. Thank you, Christine, so much. This was incredibly helpful.
Oh, happy birthday, Meg. Happy birthday month. We love you. I love you, Meg. Here's Catherine.
Oh, I love you, too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Christine. That was just brilliant.
Oh, this is wonderful. I can hear everybody in the call going, oh, my gosh, we can't wait. I can hear them chomping at the bit. Biddies. This is great.
Deputized. Everyone is deputized. That is brilliant. That's a
perfect.
Oh,
it's brilliant. Picture. Brilliant.
Well, so you can see how things are going around here. So Christine gets an idea for an action, and we spend the day working it out, and mother and father get all excited and help, and the company of heaven joins in, and we've had the Agarthans and the elementals, and you can call on everyone to do this. So if everyone listening starts doing this, oh my gosh, we are going to really make waves.
A rocket ship. I can just see it just blasting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is, as the energies rise, we're getting more and more help. There are more and more of us picking up the pace, more and more of us taking part in these things. And it's cumulative. So it's like a wave of light energy that is being generated that is just causing all kinds of amazing large and small to happen. We see 1,000 small things every day. Went out to look across the lake and a blue heron came and sat. There's a loon on this lake, and the loon comes and swims right up to see us. So close, I can't believe it, because loons are supposed to be very shy. But it comes, you know, within 20 or 30 feet and calls to us. And the chemtrails we could mention. You can feel the momentum that we've created is creating backlash in some places, and that's being handled as we watch. And here, I saw a plane coming across the sky trying to make chemtrails. And it would make a little spot, and then there'd be a big blank. And then there'd be a little spot, and then a big blank. So our galactic friends are really helping us. But they want everyone to know
the truth. So we can't expect mother and father to swoop in and remove all the bad things that have ever happened. We need to do this ourselves. We need to help. And we need to also let mother and father and the company of heaven know that we know what's going on, that we see it, that we feel it, that we're documenting it, that we're aware of it, and that we see a way out. We see what it means to live in a higher dimension, what it means to be joyful in the midst of everything that's going on. So we're doing our part, and they keep affirming that more and more. The more we do, the more they can do. And it's really starting to snowball. So we'll see what happens from this wonderful action that we did tonight. It was really an important one. Thank you so much for talking about that. It has echoes to all those things where people and animals acted out more dramatically sometimes. But the feelings of lack and jealousy and not enough, I'm not enough, I don't have enough, I'll never have enough, I'll never be enough, all of those feelings that have gotten so grooved into our culture, into our nervous systems, we're clearing it away. We're really changing it. So, you know that saying about change yourself and you change the world. It's absolutely true. So when you start with yourself and then you create an action like this, you're doing, well, it's more than double. It's logarithmically, things just increase. So thank you so much, Christine. That was just such a beautiful example. I'm glad we have this recorded because
yes.
I think it's worth coming back to listen to it many times. And yes. as people do that, they're going to be able to think of more and more ways that they can use this action. And it's better than calling it an exercise or a meditation. It's way more than that. It's an action. So when people learn to do this in their own lives, it's going to make a huge difference. Sananda's tapping me on the shoulder. he wants to say something about this.
Wonderful.
Okay. We're going to make it a, not too long call. So we'll let Sananda speak, and then we'll let him close the call, too. So let's see what Sananda would like to say. I'm going to step aside.
Wonderful.
Let him come and talk with us.
Sananda, we couldn't have a show without you.
Oh, welcome, Meg, and happy pre-birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
We're all excited about your trip. We love to see this kind of adventure being planned, and we also like to put our heads together and think of ways we can surprise you. So I am fascinated with what Christine just carried through, this beautiful action that you suggested and she carried through. Catherine gave you some background for the kinds of ways you can think about this and the kinds of things that everyone has experienced. And if all of you continue doing these actions, well, I like to say, as Owen did earlier, you have no idea how effective you can be. And how effective this action that all of you took part in tonight has already been. You're going to start seeing it around you. Watch. Watch for it. You'll find people questioning First, it starts with people questioning their behavior. Well, should I be feeling jealous right now? Or maybe there's another option. I just noticed that I was feeling jealous. I don't think I want to do that. There's another way I can approach this. And you're going to start seeing people really becoming much more thoughtful, much more genuine about their feelings. And the more you do this, the more you're going to see this happening all around you. I encourage all of you, do this beautiful work, this joining together. It creates a connection with us that is profound. I can't tell you how deeply we feel this and how deeply it affects us to be here in the higher dimensions and be able to connect with all of you so intimately, so deeply. And to do this work together is just so moving to us and so effective. When we join together like this, it is what we call co-creation. And all of you know from listening to these calls, from thinking deeply about these issues, you know that we are on the edge of co-creation. These things have never been attempted before. There have been planets that ascended. There have been planets that were dark, but not like this. And not for so long. And not so painfully dark, where so many people were so dreadfully affected, where the healing is so difficult. This is, well, can you picture it? Can you picture the edge of creation? We are marching together, beloved ones, arm in arm, on the front wave of creation. We are attempting to do something that has never been done before in the history of creation. To carry a planet and its entire population of billions of people, billions of souls, not just into a higher dimension, but to leap two dimensions. Because that's how far we need to go here. To leap from the third dimension into the fifth. There are places now on Earth where you will see the effects of these actions that all of you have been taking part in. It may not have been the formal description as Christine gave it tonight. But thank you so much, beloved Christine, for laying this out so clearly for people. It's what's in all of your hearts. It's what you want to ask for. It's what you've always wanted to do, to speak with Mother and Father this way, to call on us. It's in your prayers. But this has given you a really clear way of how to include us, of how to include yourself in really making things happen. This is unprecedented that third dimensional incarnates are working so directly and so constantly with their mentors and their twins and their higher selves. You're reaching a crescendo that is just thrilling. It's thrilling to us. And that crescendo is like a, you know, as you get to the top of the roller coaster. When you're on a roller coaster and it climbs and it climbs and it climbs up that long track, and then it finally reaches the crest and it creeps slowly across the crest. This is where we are right now. And then it creeps a little further and a little further, and then suddenly it is a wild ride. Well, beloved ones, this is what we're doing. And this is what you are helping us to do. So with that image in your minds, I encourage you, take that deep breath in, because we are there. And as you all exhale together, we are going to fly. It's so exciting. I will leave you with that image and with my love and my best birthday wishes for you, dear Meg. And to all of you who are having a birthday, or whoever had a birthday ever, happy birthday to everybody. Because it is a birthday for all of us. The new golden age is being born. And we're all in it together. I love you all. Namaste, everyone. I am your Sananda.
Namaste, Sananda. What a beautiful image. We are all born in the new age. Everybody's birthday. Perfect. And happy birthday to you too, Sananda. Let them eat cake.
Right. A birthday cake. Well, what a lovely call. Thank you, Meg. We will be thinking of you on your trip. And we'll be.
Thank you, Catherine. I said, thank you, Catherine.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be thinking of you, and I think we'll be doing a call next week. Christine and I will be doing the call, and we will miss you. But we'll carry on until you get back. Now, are you going to miss two calls, I think?
Two calls, yes.
Yeah, before you're actually back. Okay.
Yes.
So we will plan around it. We will we'll invite all our friends and neighbors and masters and guides to come and help us out here. And who knows, there will be adventures. And I'll bet you're going to be able to hear the calls where you are, too, at some point.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah. So I'm going to close with this wonderful John Lennon song, All You Need Is Love, and send it out to everybody. And next week we'll play a happy birthday song for you, Meg, because we'll be closer to your birthday.
Well. Very sweet.
So,
thank you for all your good wishes.
Namaste, everyone.
Namaste, yes.
So long, Meg. Have a ball.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.